about the man with a banjo or a guitar in his hand. Paper said he'd picked with some names from up around Nashville way. But well, I do remember him picking with Will and Gamble and Jim. His music helped to fan their flames. Music was Paul Champion's say. Who's any quicker at making friends than Jim Ballou with his gentle grin? Memories that are quite well worn still take me when I'm alone. Stray dogs and roll-on manatees, Jim was so much of what we all need to be. Though Alabama seen him born, Florida was his home. Some thought Will a crazy man, roamed the state with a pen in hand. Guess he was busy paving the road for the rest of us to ride. A different man from a different time, though I'll not betray Will McLean in my lines. I just wouldn't be saying it right if I didn't say we all had some Will inside. I'll never forget the ringing phone, Jimmy Carrick calling that Gamble was gone. Rogers was a troubadour's troubadour. He died trying to save a man he didn't even know. He used his guitar like a spinning wheel to weave the tales everyone could feel. I still can hear the audience's roar, for Gamble was such a show. Here we are again tonight, a Florida family in these lights. Well, there's a few you don't see right away, with their help we'll carry the load. Heartfelt memories turn back the page, they're all right here up on the stage. Their spirit helps to light the way as we travel this Florida road. Who we lose along the way? Miss Bolton, Marty Schumann, just take your place on mine. Is that really that Cherokee Indian Don Grooms? Well, I think Rick Abrams is back there picking that banjo somewhere. Lord, Lord, look at there. Oh, Thelma's gonna get a little help controlling that bunch of rapscallions, because here comes Ann Thomas. Heartfelt memories turn back the page, they're all right here up on the stage. Their spirit helps to light the way as we travel this Florida road. Song. Somebody came up and requested that earlier, which is James here anywhere? I always like to do it around him, because it's better when you're talking about somebody to have them in front of you. Not like those people call me at the radio station. You know, they call from a payphone, so I can't use caller ID and call them back. But anyway, the evolution of a folk song. I had this song called The Spirit of Fort McCoy, you know. Up in Marion County, there's an old sinkhole not far from Ocala town. Anyway, old James Billy kind of liked the song, you know? So somehow he started writing words to the song, but he had that music hung up in there and it came out, you know. I was raised in the swamp by my old grandpa. We ate turtle meat, a fish called cod. Grandpa told me about the panthers and the bears, but most of all, so we'll go back for it, right? But where to go from there? Old John Anderson needed a song. He's hanging out with James, listening to all this, down the swamp and everything. Oh, boy. the song went platinum, he sent James the record to hang on the wall, and didn't even tell me thank you. James, being the upstanding person he is, he gave me a banjo. I don't know what that had to do with the banjo for me, you know, but anyway, it's like a six-string banjo. You know, it's half guitar, half banjo, which makes sense because from James, you know, he's half Indian and half crazy. So this is the song that started. I reckon I wasn't but 4 years old back in 1957. I knew wrong from right, I knew day from night. They were teaching me hell from heaven. My family used to employ an old common man, a gray-haired jack of all trades named Floyd. He used to take me on his knee and confide in me about the spirit of Fort McCoy. He'd ramble on about an old sinkhole not far from old county town. How the sounds from that hole would chill your soul at night when the sun goes down. He heard some say it was an Indian's ghost left over from a Seminole war. I remember well how it scared the hell out of a boy that was on the floor. Up in Marion County, there's an old sinkhole not far from old county town. The sounds from that hole would chill your soul at night when the sun goes down. Quite a few years have come to pass since I heard Floyd tell his tales. And though now he's gone, his words live on whenever the wind and the pine trees wail. I've even been up the old blue sink myself. I've been curious since I was a boy. I've seen and heard some things that etched in my brain the spirit of Fort McCoy. It was late at night, not a star in sight. I was camped by the water's edge. When out of thin air, well, some images appeared. First I thought they were all in my head. I froze at the sight of these apparitions, each echoing of the past. Each told a sail, ere they sailed, and I felt I'd breathe my last. There were four or five Seminole Indians which had drowned while trying to hide. From the sound of the hooves of the federal troops as toward Fort King they did ride. And then there come a roar from seven more, a ghostly shade of gray. I could hear them moan, I said, leave us alone, I got the hell away. Up in Marion County there's an old sinkhole not far from old county town. The sounds from that hole which is your soul at night when the sun goes down. You can go ahead and call that my imagination. I've been building since I was a boy. You can ride off my lines as the wind in the pines, but it's the spirit of Fort McCoy. The rain. Ronnie, would you please get that black case out of the back of that mule? Thank you. You've been wanting that. He said life's pretty rough when your living's in the Gulf and fishing buys your groceries. Things are never understood when the weather's no good. You still got a family to feed. You can load up your boat, you can roll up the coast, trying to fill your hooks to your nets. Or second guess storms, that's how the water's warm. You can batten it down. Give it your best. Keep in mind the Honduras ain't no place for a tourist. No telling what you're gonna find. Cause the shrimp you're trawling ain't the only thing they're hauling. And it's best your own business to mine. Well, Zachariah Creech wasn't just another shrimper. Doctors boat at Cedar Key. A few things about him made him a little different than those other sons of the sea. He trawled the Gulf since he was 10 years old and Tortugas to Tampico. He done some time back at 29, crawling whiskey out of Port St. Joe. Well, if it rains us out, folks, you know we need the damn rain. Number one, there's nothing you can do about it. Might as well accept it. But, Lord, we thank you for this bountiful rain. Sure want to thank you for the wonderful weather you gave us for the other 2.5 days of the festival, because we have had a wonderful time. The loss upon his shoulder from an old storm back in 33, where he drowned his sorrow in the whiskey, the sun and the wind and the sea. He reminisced about days on Tampa Bay, back when a shrimper still had respect. He said a man of the sea was somebody then. You could judge us by the way we run a net. It's a dying art, he used to tell me. Well, nobody wants to learn it all anymore. Nowadays it's all electronics that used to rape the ocean's floor. He said, I only trawled enough to make a living. Now they're making 3 trips to my one. Taking a lot more than the water is given. Won't be nothing left at all in the dump. He handed me down his old guitar. He gave the bottle another pull. Said, all I need are the sun and the stars. And every once in a while my belly to be full. Besides, I'm one many call an old man. I've lived more than I got left. Write a song for me and the sons of the sea, so those who care will not forget. He said, write about the old Gulf fishermen, how we held out as long as we could. For those of us that fish by instinct and build our boats out of wood. I sat down on my fountain pen, tried to capture his life in my lines. About a man of the sea, born in Steen Hatchie. He died on his boat back in 79. He was a different kind of a sailor, a different sea from a different time. You know, Zachariah Creech was an old Gulf shrimper. Zachariah Creech was a friend of mine. Yeah, he looked to be as old as the water. It etched his face and lines. The Gulf was his mother, the wind was his father, and Zachariah Creech was a friend of mine. The condensed version. You know, I invited Adam Smith to come down here and do a song today, and you know, when we do our acoustic playing out there, but just to hedge a bit and make sure it doesn't get to where we can't play in here. Adam, why don't you come on down here and let's just have you just play up here. Bring that guitar, and I'm sure these people can deal with that. If we don't keep our young people singing, we're the end of it. What we'll do is just a mic for his guitar, a mic for him. He's only going to do 2 songs, and, huh? So we can hook him up, right? All right, look at here. They're already here. I think it's a lot more important than me up here singing in rainstorm. I want y'all to hear Adam Smith, and I just don't want to get to where we can't play. So y'all can just turn me down, I'll stand back here and cry. Right there if you want, I'll stay out of the way. I'm sorry, buddy. I just see he was just gonna play. He was just gonna play acoustic with us later. Okay, if you mean that. They said they're going to stay with us till the cows come home. You're going to tell them who you are and everything? Oh, they'll turn it on. Don't worry about that. These people know what they're doing. Don't you just love our young people? We got some pretty good-looking kids. We're going to get you a second there. Unless the power's already out. They'll find it. They're still doing something back there.
Yeah, I see. Testing. There we go. There it is. All right.
Adam Smith.
And a little mic on the guitar. There we go. Is that fine? Can y'all hear me fine? All right. My name's Adam Smith. My father is Mark Smith. Many of y'all probably know him. He's been playing at the Folk Festival for many years. And he's a good friend to everybody here and got me turned on the guitar. So he got a little leak in the tent. All right. Yeah, well, okay, here we go. Y'all aren't going anywhere. All right. The first song I'm going to play tonight is a song that I wrote not too long ago for the Will McLean. It actually wasn't for the Will McLean songwriting contest. It just sort of came to me.
Whoa. They're working on it.
All right.
We just put him over here. Is your guitar plug in?
Yeah. No, it's not a plug in.
Oh, okay.
It's mine.
They'll get you. Just hang in there.
All right.
You know I'm going to be blamed with this, huh?
Beautiful weather, though.
We'll do our best here, ladies and gentlemen. Then the rain on the tent's pretty loud, so it's going to be a little difficult. And at some point, we may have to consider some groundwater considerations, but we'll give it a shot for a little while here. So if you see the water pooling up over the tent, especially over my ass, be sure and come and drain it, will you? All right, let's give her a shot.
All right, here we go. The name of the song is Florida.
Sunrise at 8 in the morning, the sunlight caressing the sea. I know this is a place that God made for me, and it's right where I want to be, in Florida. I lay in the sun, feel the warm, gentle breeze as the gulls circle above. I listen to the waves and know without a doubt this is a place I love. The cool misty sunrise at 8 in the morning, the sunlight caressing the sea. I know this is a place that God made for me, and it's right where I wanna be, in Florida. I know one day I'll leave her behind, in search of fortune or fame. I won't stay away for long, 'cause somewhere deep inside me lies a force I'm unable to tame. And I wanna come back home to Florida. The cool misty sunrise at 8 in the morning, the sunlight caressing the bay. I know this is a place that God made for me, and it's right where I wanna stay. And I wanna spend every day in Florida.
All right, I'm gonna sing one more.
Wait, play another one before this equipment goes down. Come on.
All right, here goes another one. This one's called Florida Lullaby. It's written by my dad. All right.
The river ran wide, but the water is deep. Gentle breeze blows, about to put me to sleep. A gray beard hangs from a live oak tree. Just a few folks left who know how it used to be. Well, I've got eagles and dolphins and the salt of the sea in my veins. I've got black water lakes, tornadoes, and hurricanes. I've got sand in my shoes, I've got snowies and blues in the sky. And the crickets and the frogs sing a Florida lullaby. Came into this world near a cypress tree, watched a palm sway from my daddy's knee. Still love the time orange blossoms bloom in the land of sun, a sweet perfume. I've got eagles and dolphins and the salt of the sea in my veins. I've got black water lakes, tornadoes, and hurricanes. I've got sand in my shoes, I've got snowies and blues in the sky. And the crickets and the frogs sing a Florida lullaby. Crickets and the frogs sing a Florida lullaby.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Adam Smith. Just let me know. Oh, I'll hear that. Ooh. Way up in northern Florida, not far from Alabama, was Graydon Jackson. He's a Florida backwoods man. Like three daddies come before him, makes his living off the land. Mind his own damn business, but he'll help you if he can. I was cruising old Highway 90 in the heat of a July day. I seen an old Jimmy broken down just east of Bonifay. I offered the driver up a ride, answered with a smile. Says a long way to Miller Crossroads, but I'll make it worth your while. At all for time, I'd left my watch in Tampa. I just had to clear my mind. He said, Tampa's a long, long way from here. I've never been south of Perry. He stopped to take a sip from a pocket flask he carried. So he offers me that bottle, saying this here ain't store-bought, but it's good for what ails you from arthritis to whooping cough. So being the fool that I am, well, I takes a big old sip, then turns so as not to burn him with the flames coming from my lips, singing, sometimes it ain't so bad, sometimes it ain't so good. I takes it all in stride, cause my living's in the woods. Ain't got much crime or violence, but never had no drugs. But the moon comes through the pines and mason jars and gallon jugs. He said, that's Jackson whiskey, been making it 100 years. I was trying hard to hear him through the buzzing in my ears. He said, you got to learn to sip it, son, it sets you right on fire. I figure it's about 190 proof and it just don't get much higher. By now I was breathing normal again. In fact, I was feeling fine. First time my sinuses had been clear since 1969. He started looking around my van. He noticed the guitar case. Said, you have to do us a tune when we get out to my place. Said, life gets pretty busy with a wife and 7 kids, and I never had to look back twice on anything I did. My family's needing something, lacking a little cash. It just runs off in the pines, and I run with sour mash, singing, sometimes it ain't so bad, sometimes it ain't so good. I takes it all in stride, go my living. Much crime or violence, we never had no drugs, but the moon comes through the pines and mason jars and gallon jugs. That crossroads more just a place on the map than it was any kind of a town. Might as well have been blindfolded for all the roads that led me down. Well, we finally came to Graydon's place out in the Mopine woods. I realized that in 100 years the Jacksons had done good. As if he could read my mind, he said, I'd better explain. We got a lot of money they needed right away for the train. But Daddy never let it change him claims. A man needs work for a living. Who could want anything more than what this man been given? So we put the money on back, in case our kids ever want to get away. Good enough for my daddy's good enough for me, so I just reckon I'll stay singing. Sometimes it ain't so bad, sometimes it ain't so good. I takes it all in stride, cause my living's in the woods. Ain't got much crime or violence, we never had no drugs. But the moon comes through the pines and mason jars and gallon jugs. I stayed with them almost a week, by then I could understand why a man with $1 million still scraps a living from the land. He had 7 kids that loved him. His wife set the table well. I'd tell you, if it got any better than this, then God would have kept it for himself. Saying, sometimes it ain't so bad, sometimes it ain't so good. I takes it all in stride, cause my living's in the wood. Ain't got much crime. through the pines of Mason Jar. Way up in northern Florida, not far from Alabama, there's Great Jackson. He's a Florida backwoods man. Like three daddies come before him, makes him living off the land. Minds him own damn business, but he'll help you if he can. Which one of y'all wants to come up here first? Which one of y'all wants to come up here first? Ronnie wants to come up first. Growing up down in Tampa, because you can see that Ronnie Elliott's a great deal older than I am. There were so many good bands back then. I'm talking about dance bands. You find them in a club, stuff like that. You know, you go down the end crowd where the old Greek Hellenic Center used to be down on the Hillsborough River, or, you know, maybe out to the FCA or the Palladium, or, you know, out to the Spot, which I later think was the Aloha, out Dave's Rock and Roll Lounge, Strawberry Fields, the Strawberry Patch, so many bands out there like Outsiders, Soul Trippers, Duck Butter, and just so many different names. It was always the same people, though. They just had different names for the band. And Ronnie Elliott was usually in the band. And years later, we've had the pleasure of having him on the show and stuff. And the when I, in sixth grade, was the first time I read On the Road by Jack Kerouac, and I just used to lay awake at night thinking all the places I was going to travel. And then as I got older and after I traveled more and more, I was less impressed with Jack Kerouac. But Ronnie managed to capture the magic of Kerouac for so many of us, and I guess in that I still am fond of the memories I've had of the reading I did when I was young. So I want Ronnie Elliott to come up and do one of his wondrous songs.
This is about Jack's final days that were spent in St. Petersburg. He died at 49. Sort of a pitiful reminder of an era. I drink because I can't write, and I can't write because I'm drinking. I turn off this television set, but you'd know what I've been thinking. I'd walk back down to the store, pick us up another pint. A little jerk behind the counter tonight makes fun of the literary giant. I'm leaving here in the middle of the night. Baby, it's not me and you. I don't want to fight in all the real honky-tonks. Shut up tight. I'm leaving here. All my pals just burn, burn, burn. my pals are burned out. I believe I've jammed this damn Smith Corona with fear and hate and doubt. I'll make this toast to motherhood, the women that I've known, all the ideals I've let slip away, and all the money I've blown. I don't ride because I'm drinking. I'm drinking because I can't ride. This beat down beat looks back again and cries through another Saturday night. I never wanted anything. I almost had it all. I climbed higher than they thought I would, and it left a long way to fall. I'm leaving here in the middle of the night. It's not me and you, and I don't want to fight. And all the real honky-tonks are shut up tight. I'm leaving here. They shut off the lights, turned off the phone, and the water bill's past due. I've used up most of these nine lives, but I've still got a few. The B generation's either dead or dying. They're waiting for me to fall. All the Dharma in the world won't save you. When you die, you're dead, that's all. I'm leaving here in the middle of the night. It's not me and you, I don't want to fight. And all the real honky-tonks are shut up tight. I'm leaving here.
Thanks very much. Thanks, Bobby. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to all of you for coming.
My favorite new Ronnie Elliott song. Of course, have a favorite off of every album, but the back in the I was too young to drive an automobile. My sister and I, my mother took us over to Beaux-Arts over in Pinellas Park, and we had occasion to hear so many wonderful performers and players and writers and artists, and it was just a wondrous thing, and there were several of them along the way that just, I don't know, for some reason, they just seemed like they had it all together and made me know that somehow I wanted to play a guitar and sing and write songs, and then they're gone. And then if you're lucky enough, they show up somewhere else. They've made it, you know, and you say, man, I remember them. And then if you're real lucky, I don't know why I've been so blessed, but some of these people show up on your own radio show, you know. But Panama Red, Mr. Family, I've always thought was such a wondrous songwriter and performer. Played with about everybody. Played with a dear, sweet friend of all ours, Jim Rogers Gamble. And wrote a song that Gamble covered. So that's something when you write a song that Gamble covers. So Panama Red.
Well, I'm a plucking, but nothing's happening. Oh, I know what it might be. Oh. Well, maybe it's not that. Oh, there it is. I wrote this song, and then I was singing it to Gamble on a St. Augustine beach. I just come back from Hollywood. Better get that. And and so I was singing a song to Gamble. He said, "That's a good song." He said, "You write that down for us?" I wrote him down the lyrics because it's real easy because they're not very much to him. And then I'd hear from him occasionally. He said, "Boy, they really like that song in Chicago." And then Gamble died. And about 5 years ago, I heard from Gamble's manager, Mr. Charles Stedham, who let me know that Gamble had recorded this song and he was going to put it out on a Gamble record called Good Causes, the Southern Gothic folk songs or something of Gamble Rogers. I'd never known I was Southern Gothic or... But if Gamble said you were, I guess. When you are down to your last cent, them dancehall gals will take you in, 'cause they can be the best of pals. I thank the Lord for dancehall gals. I thank the Lord for that good old booze. It's pretty safe and it's easy to use. And every time I get the blues, I thank the Lord for that good old booze. And thank the Lord for them good old songs. So blessed right, you can't sing them wrong. Them sweet refrains last all night long. I thank the Lord for them good old songs. Thank the Lord, no questions asked, for all the gold beneath the brass, 'cause they can be the best of pals. I thank the Lord for dancehall gals, 'cause they can be the best of pals. I thank the Lord for dancehall gals. Thank you very much.
Yep, next one ain't gonna fit no better. You know, if you've been coming to this festival for any length of time, if you've been coming to this town for any length of time, if you've been coming to Hamilton County for any length of time, if you do much in North Florida at all, there's a family of people up here. They're wonderful people. Go back just generations and generations. Come down here with tobacco, and now they're hanging on to their birthright. They're not selling off the land and stuff like that, and they're all working different jobs and stuff, but they still keep it going somehow. And and they have time to come down here and do all they can to help and see that we've got this wonderful festival to come to. And on top of that, they sing. And I'm always seeing one of the brothers right now. My son considers them so important. He explained it to me. They're the closest things to uncles I have. And, you know, I thought about it. Jerry Lawrence Bullard, Johnny Bullard, Frank Thomas, James Billy. It's a pretty good crowd to have for uncles. You know, Dawson, you're doing all right. But I'd like to get Jerry Lawrence Bullard up here to do one of his songs about this area up here on the Suwannee that means so much to him. So, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Lawrence Bullard.
Well, now, this is what the Florida Folk Festival used to be. It rained every year when I was a kid here.
We had the old marble stage.
We had the old marble. This was it. If over here on my left, there used to be a row of huts, and that's where all the food vendors would be every year. And we'd come over, and it was all right here. They had bleachers. I don't know how many of y'all have been here when it was the old marble stage, and you can remember what I'm talking about. But where you're sitting at, and on my right here were bleachers, and it surrounded this stage. And when I was a kid, boy, I thought this was the biggest place. It was unbelievable. Got some friends out here, and I didn't plan on doing this song, but I will. First song that I ever took the time to write about the great state that we live in. And Van and Mary Beth like this song, so I'm going to do it for them. You ever seen a boy and his daddy fishing? Drifting round the next uncharted bend. Singing, laughing, hoping, and wishing. Hoping that the day would never end. You ever seen a gator lying sunning? A creature from the prehistoric time. As I watch him swim away from me slowly, memories of her waters flood my mind. Can you see how I feel about this river? And can you see what my song is all about? Can you see why we want to save its beauty? You could see the Suwannee in the moonlight, and you'd know how I'm feeling down inside. Why do I have a passion for this river? The beauty of her branches, creeks, and springs. And why do I want to save a piece of Florida? That's as much of me as the blood that's in my veins. And can you see how I feel about this river? Can you see what my song is all about? Can you see why we want to save its beauty? If you could see the Suwannee in the moonlight, you'd know how I'm feeling down inside. Can you see how I feel about this river? And can you see what my song is all about? And can you see why we want to save its beauty? If you could see the Suwannee in the moonlight, you'd know how I'm feeling down inside. Oh, if you could see the Suwannee in the moonlight, then you'd know how I'm feeling down inside, deep down inside.
All right, the way we're going to do this, I know every year we change something about it. These people have been so nice to stay for the sound and stuff. I want to get Frank Thomas up. And then Frank said, well, I don't know if I can sing one. Well, if he can't sing, we'll just let him talk to y'all. But I think Frank Thomas should be up here. And then we'll close it out so they can shut down the sound. I know everybody wasn't counting on the rain and all that. I know it's getting a little steamy out there, but then we'll go on and take a little break and figure out how they're going to schedule down at the main stage. I think it's still going on, but it's going to be delayed a little bit. And then we'll all say we'll see you next year. And because I know it's a little close and muggy in here for us to play acoustic and stuff. It's going to be a little gummy on the strings.
I ain't going anywhere. If you folks want to go anywhere, it's kind of soggy out there. What about the main stage? Forget about the main stage. I'll stay here as long as you guys want to play some music.
Are you hearing this? Ray, are you hearing this?
Hey, folks, I came 2,300 miles to do this show for you here down in Florida, so I ain't got a little rain. I'm a man from Montana. I ain't got a little Florida rain. Ain't scaring me off my gig, so proceed as planned.
Well, I'll tell you one damn thing. If you want this job next year, I guarantee you can get it.
I'm gonna check you on that.
I'll tell you right now, if you want, you think about it. If you really want this job next year, well, you might as well come. We might as well have somebody come here that we can get along with.
Too damn cold in Montana.
My friend and dear brother, Frank Thomas.
Well, I got a captive audience here, don't we? They ain't by any chance Rochelle. Are you here, Rochelle? No, I guess she's not, huh? Folks, as you can tell, my voice is just about dead gone here with this. Had that skin cancer on my face, and you know, all my cracker wisdom, the old doctor kept telling me, man, you got to get it taken care of. I'm going to send you to a specialist. And I said, well, you know, it'll probably just, if I ignore it long enough, just go away on its own, kind of like a ward or something. But fact of the matter is, it didn't. And then I got where I was getting real hoarse and went back to the old doctor. He looked down my neck. He said, uh-huh, I told you. Said, that stuff done grow down there and got into your vocal cords. Well, I got a little excited then and went on, and several thousand dollars later, they cut me from up here to under here, scrape the vocal cord, and I ain't real over it yet, but I'm getting there. So I'll try something here. I might as well blow my voice out on this one as anything else. You know, it upsets me real bad. You know, my family's been here in Florida for over 200 years, and my great-granddaddy fit in the Seminole Wars and the Great War of Northern Aggression. He was at Old Lusty. And then he went on up and fought with Lee at the Cold Harbor, Virginia, where he was wounded, and it ended the war for him, sent him home. Now, he'd left a wife and six kids back here in what the crackers call the Flatwoods. He didn't make it home. He died on the train. And that Confederate flag means something to me. I'm right proud of it. And it upsets me to no end when I see every damn hate group in this country parading around waving our Confederate flag. That's not what that flag's about. Now, I'm not going to tell you that it should be the symbol of any government, state, local, or anything else. I think it needs to be put away and brought out on occasion and remembered by the people who have ties to it. And I sure as hell don't think that it belongs to every hate group in this country. There's a flag that once flew over Dixieland. It always flew with pride and dignity. My great-granddaddy gave his life fighting for that flag. It means a lot to my family and to me. It's a standard of the Southland, a tribute to the memory are the brave Confederate soldiers who died. That flag stands for honor. It belongs to the Southern people. And may we always remember it with pride. But now our flag is being desecrated, fouled by filthy hands and defamed. Our flag has come to symbolize bigotry and hatred, disgrace, dishonor, and shame. The stars and bars never hid behind a hooded mask, and neither did Robert E. Lee. Our Confederate soldiers didn't fight and die for the Nazi party, and that flag's not yours to desecrate, so let our colors be. That flag was born at Manassas when Francis Bartow fell, and Jackson's line stood like a wall of stone. It saw the horrors of Fredericksburg, Chancellorsville, and Cold Harbor, but through it all our flag was proudly flown. At the Battle of Gettysburg, it saw our army in retreat. When Atlanta burned, it heard the Southland cry. But our flag was shown respect by Grant at Appomattox, when Lee had to tell his troops goodbye. At the victory party, Lincoln had the band play Dixie in honor of those brave men who died. Fighting for that flag and the Southland they love, and may we always remember it with pride. The stars and bars never hid behind a hooded mask, and neither did Robert E. Lee. Our Confederate soldiers didn't fight and die for a bunch of skinheads. That flag's not yours to desecrate, so let our colors be. And the stars and bars never hid behind a burning cross, and neither did Robert E. Lee. And my great-granddaddy, he didn't shed his blood for the Aryan nation, so find yourself another symbol for your hate and bigotry. You have no claim to our Confederate flag, so let our colors be. Thank you. God bless you.
He sounded pretty good to me. Frank Thomas, the living legend. If y'all are interested in getting some of Frank's music or Ann's poems, he does have CDs available. Clyde Walker, where you at? A little sample music from St. Augustine coming up here. You know, Jim Carrick and I started off this Sunday evening thing here, and Jimmy's not here. They messed up again this year. We'll work it out, folks, but you know, having Clyde Walker here, that's not a bad thing. You damn right, it's pretty damn good, man.
Yeah, you're about right where you're at with that sound. That's good.
Wow.
Quite a privilege. Bobby talking about Jim Ballou, and I thought it would be really appropriate to do Deep River Blues, which Jim Ballou's version was Big River Blues, and that's where I picked this up. I never play this song for you folks that have heard me play it. I never play this song without saying that the ending is Jim Ballou's. Thank you.
Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more. I got the deep river blues. Let it rise, let it fall, let the waves just make a wall. I got the deep river blues. Give me back my old boat, I'm gonna sail or she'll float. Cause I got the deep river blues. I'm going back to Muscle Shoals, times are better there I'm told. Cause I got the deep river blues. My old gal's a sweet old pal, she walks just like a waterfowl. When I get the deep river blues, ain't no one to cry for me when all the fish have gone out to sea. Cause I got the deep river blues. If my boat sinks with me, I'll go down, don't you see? Cause I got the deep river blues. Now I'm gone, I'll say goodbye, and if I sink, just let me die. Cause I got the deep river blues.
Thank you, Bobby.
I know I keep telling y'all we're going to do one more than I'm going to do on Florida, but while we got Clyde up here as a representative from St. Augustine, you know, when we lost Paul Champion and Jim Ballou, Gamble Rogers would always do Two Little Boys as a tribute to Paul and Jim. And then when we lost Gamble, most of the Wondrous Pickers in St. Augustine started performing Two Little Boys as a tribute to Paul and Jim and Gamble and Clyde. I thank you. Because like I say, Gamble introduced so many of us through the years on this very stage, and we know he's here.
Thank you. Sound man, can I get just a little tad? I'll be not real crazy about it, but a little bit of reverb on my guitar up here. If that's possible. You can roll off the bass a little bit for this one, too. Two little boys had two little toys. Each had a wooden horse. Oh, and gaily they'd play each summer's day. Warriors both. Had a mishap, broke off his horse's head, and he wept for his toy, then cried for joy when he heard his brother say, do you think I could leave you crying when there's room on my horse for you? So climb up here, Jack, and stop your crying. We'll mend your horse with glue. When we grow up, we'll both be soldiers, and our horses will not be toys. And then, perhaps, we'll remember when we were just two little boys. Thank you. Long years had passed, and war came so fast. Bravely they marched away, where the cannons roared loud in that wild crowd where wounded and dying Joe lay. Then came a cry, rider dashed by out of the ranks of blue, and he galloped away to where Joe lay, and he heard his brother say, "Do you think I could leave you dying? There's room on my horse for you. So climb up here, Joe. We'll soon be flying back to the boys in the blue. Can't you see, Jack, I'm all tremble? It may be the flash and the noise, or it may be because I remember when we were just two little boys."
I'm using my left hand on the opposite side of the thing. It doesn't matter. I'm sure it's going to pick me up anyway. Folks, since it's still kind of wet out there and it's awful dark, we're going to go back to the plan B about we're going to get on out of here. We appreciate y'all staying with us. You know, I look forward to when Jim Carrick's back here with me on this thing. And maybe we just work this thing out next year where we just, you know, give us whatever time we need at the end of the day on Sunday to let these people get up here and play their wondrous songs. I want to thank Ronnie Elliott and Panama Red for coming and being part of the Florida Folk Festival, and I hope they had a good time. Because when I'm in their music world, they sure are nice to me, and when they're here in our house, I sure appreciate y'all showing all these courtesies. And as far as y'all go, you know what I think about you. I love each and every one of you. I'm a little bit of everything. Seen so many flags unfurl. Someone still remembers. They come to see us from all over the world. I'm the Spanish moss hanging from the live oak trees. I'm what's left of the panther and the old manatee. I'm an eagle in flight on the ocean's roar. I'm Florida. Need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? Weathered skin of the Arcadian cowboy, riding fence on Mike's brother's herd, or canoe trip down the Mayaca, where the gator's still left undisturbed. Coral's still alive out in old Tampa Bay, and a secret place my brother and I know. I'm the citrus getting ripe in the sunshine, and Ben Hill Griffin's frostproof grow. I'm the coat of gray our great-grandfathers wore when in the fields out of us did they fall. I'm the roar of the Cumberland Sun's mill at Lacoochee, as vanished as the cypress they saw. Apalachical oysters, and I'm Crystal Springs. I'm Cousin Thelma Bolton, and God bless Will McClain. Forest green and I'm golden shores. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? Weathered skin of the Arcadian cowboy, riding fence on Mike's brother's herd, or canoe trip down the Mayaca, where the gators still left undisturbed. Get a ride tonight, at least on the main stage. Doesn't mean that y'all are any less special to me. But I know this part good. I'm waters once clear as a swimming pool, though fewer than there used to be. Though it'll never be like yesterday, you can still catch a fish safe to eat. Better hurry, take a look around me, I'm sure you'll agree. Florida's the best of the land of the free, with all of the good life right here at our door. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm a Spaniard, I'm Frenchman, I'm British, and I'm an Indian. I'm forest and I'm swamplands, opportunities for all men. Proud as can be when I roll, I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? Thank you all so much. God bless you, White Springs. We love playing for you. We love seeing you. If you're leaving now, drive careful. You're important. But they got a whole lot more show left down at the main stage. Want to thank our sound man. Want to thank all our volunteers. Want to thank all our parks people and all our performers. Each and every one of you, we love you. And that's not a word we throw around. Thank you so much.